I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hello.
Hello.
What's up?
Stacey, you ruin everything.
Duh. Thought we were going to do our harmony because for the first time, the four of us are back together again.
What?
Chris is back.
Hello.
It's been 2.5 weeks, a.k.a. 1.5 lifetimes.
Oh,
that's
a baby.
Oh, how much sleep did you get last night?
Oh, I slept all night last night.
Really?
9 p.m. My wife is a trooper taking care of the baby.
Well, duh, we knew that was going to be the case.
I was never in debate.
Really? That's cool. I'm glad that you got sleep because I didn't.
Why not?
Oh.
It is in there so deep. So deep.
Wait, what?
How deep?
Like it's
all the way
so
to the back?
So deep that I didn't even bleed.
Oh,
that was
a
used reference. No, it is.
God.
It is in there. It's touching the back of my eyeballs in my skull.
Yikes.
Yeah.
And
is it touching or scratching?
Well, it's because of you.
I know. Oh, I know.
It is just rubbing up against the back of my eyeballs. I'm talking.
I love when it rubs.
Oh, Stacey Moody and her little mixtape from yesterday. I thought I would be safe. But no. Mm-mm. All yesterday, all last night, tossing and turning with that damn Hinder Lips of an Angel song.
Yeah.
But I'm not the only one. BuzzFam were messaging me on Instagram.
It's a catchy song. What can I say?
So,
honey, why are you calling me?
It's, why is it
my
that
girls
all the
in the next room?
No!
That's the problem because that
now
such a repeating.
Gonna be so mad again.
Such like a repeating like melody. It's, oh God! I just want it out.
Express the demons.
How do you do that? How do you
exorcism?
Yeah,
we're gonna do an exorcism in here.
Yeah,
to get rid of
exorcise.
There's an exorcist. That's a job now. They get paid like $50,000 a year, and they do 3 exorcisms a year. Apparently,
God, I need to become
into
one
that.
Of these.
What? Why, Chris? Why?
It's just something that I need to know.
Hey, welcome back, Chris.
I've been gone. It's nice to be back. I love you all.
We love you too. And this one goes out to you, Chris.
Oh, thank you.
We missed you.
Aww.
Jordan Silver and Friends, 6 to 9 on 96.5 The Buzz.
Chris, we've definitely missed you while you've been gone.
Oh, I missed you guys so much.
And I made my way through 5 seasons of The Office.
Oh, you going through that quickly?
I finally saw Scott's tots.
Oh my God.
You guys did not prepare me enough for how painful that episode is.
I told you it was the most wretched episode of them all.
Right, you did. But that wasn't enough wording because of what happens in the episode.
Oh,
of
it's
Scott's
the most
tots.
Awkward TV television show you will watch ever in your life.
Completely. I don't know why. I just thought that something gross was going to happen. The fact that the episode is called Scott's Tots.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Nothing to do with, tater tots.
Nothing to do with tater tots. Nothing to do with anything gross specifically. I mean, and I've never made promises that I would pay for 30 children's college and then have to tell them in front of them when they are graduating that I cannot pay for their college. But man, as I watch that show,
everything just kind of comes out that you are Michael Scott.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Ew.
I don't want to be Michael Scott.
Too late.
You Ew. Are.
How do you guys think I am Michael Scott? What are the characteristics? Because I watch it and I'm like, oh my God, this is me. But what do you guys think?
Your eternal optimism, yet constant disappointment.
Why do I drink water? You're so right about that. Nobody even needs to. Do you have something?
I have nothing better than that.
The way that he is me. He jumps a train in an episode. It's like, this is the story of my life, and I just never saw it before I experienced it. And now I'm watching my life on a TV screen a couple episodes at a time, and it's just, it's wild. I just watched the episode where he puts on his going out outfit, because now he's on a date.
Oh,
and he acts
God.
Like a jerk with
oh,
his backwards
God,
yes.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Then he gets in the whole that ordeal.
Yes, but it's the fact that he didn't even know he was on a date for the first half of it. That is so me.
You are so rooting for him because he's doing so well, and then he finds out, and then he just destroys it.
That is what I do.
Mm.
But this whole time I've been pushing away from the fact that I think that I am like Michael Scott. Like maybe not it. But I saw something yesterday. The episode's called Secretary's Day, Season 6, Episode 22, which premiered, this is important, April 22nd, 2010.
9 years ago.
Yes. And Michael is in the car with Aaron.
Mm-hmm.
You don't even need to have seen the show, even though I am the only person on Earth that has not seen this show before. He's in the car with Aaron, and they're going to something, and he says this.
Would you mind if I listened to my book on tape? Kind of a bookworm. This is a novelization of the movie Precious, based on the book Push by Sapphire.
I was thinking it would be fun to talk on the way over.
A little bit later in the episode, Aaron is talking to
Andy,
and she says this.
I think I have to be on my own for a little bit. Like that girl Precious in Precious, based on the novel Push by Sapphire.
So this is important, because in Seattle, about 2009, and that movie premiered January 15th, 2009. In Seattle, 2009, I lost my job because of the economy. And so the girls that did mornings and I started a podcast so people could still hear me and I could possibly get a job. So we podcasted everything. Mm-hmm. And I came to her with the idea for a podcast episode because I had just seen a movie and I thought something was really badass. This is me a year before that episode of The Office.
F***ing Precious.
Have you seen Precious?
I haven't.
Precious?
I haven't.
First off, I have two issues with this movie. First off, the title. I think it's the most amazing thing in the world because the movie is not titled Precious. That's not the name of the movie. The name of the movie is Precious, based on the novel Push by Sapphire.
Music, world, local, and unofficial holidays. We're digging deep into history because we're all a bunch of nerds. And bringing you On This Day in History with Jordan Silver and Friends.
100 years ago, front page of the Kansas City Star, there's some famous construction work. It was a very cold night, the night before, and a good example of what hospitals were like 100 years ago in Kansas City. We'll get to that with the front page of the Kansas City Star 100 years ago. But first,
you guys ready to get some education on?
Let's do it with the music.
All right. On this day in music history, 1998, 1 Week by Bare Naked Ladies hits number one in the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
Where it stays for 1 week.
I'll
take two claps.
Thank you.
I'll take.
Remember that was on my best mix ever.
Oh, God, yeah.
That's how we got opened, I think. It's my first trick.
Yeah.
On this day in 1990, Green Day singer Billy Joe Armstrong dropped out of school to pursue a career in music.
Okay.
Oh, goody for us.
Okay.
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 Kids, sometimes this is rarely happens.
That was the 90s.
Yeah. I've even made Dustin continue his education, and he's on this show. So stay in school, kids.
Stay in school, kids. On this day in 1989, the first practice by the San Francisco band Four Non Blondes is postponed because of an earthquake, which also disrupts the World Series. The band later has a hit with What's Up, which was one of my forgotten bangers.
I know.
That song is so good.
Isn't it? I think that's mine and Stacky's karaoke song.
It is.
Everybody karaoke's that song. No one can sing it. Everybody karaoke's it. I would love
to
see this.
I just scream.
Yeah, that's all you do. I think that's what Linda Perry does, too.
All right, on this day in 1977, Lynyrd Skynyrd released Street Survivors, the last album with frontman Ronnie Van Zant and guitarist Steve Gaines, as both are killed only 3 days later after the band's plane goes down en route to Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
Okay, this is one of the creepiest album covers in music history because they released this album, 3 days later, two people die. The cover of this album,
Street Survivors,
there's two people that the fire is touching in the background. There's fire in the back of their head. Those are the two people that passed away in the accident.
No way.
Yeah, it's really creepy.
I've got to look at that.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll point out which two they are.
Yep. Well, That's awesome.
It's crazy. 3 days later, they all pass away.
Huh. Who would have thunk it? Mm. All right. Moving on. 1972. On this day, Chuck Berry hits number one with this little number. You ready for it?
Oh.
You ready for it, Jordan?
I don't know that I'm ready.
You don't know that you're ready?
I don't know that I'm ready. Every time that bell would ring, I'd
take out my ding-a-ling-a-ling, oh my ding-a-ling. Jordan's face right
everybody
now.
Everybody sing, I want to play my ding-a-ling-a-ling.
My nope, ding-a-ling, still going.
My it's your gyration. I know why they got mad at Elvis. Stop with the gyrating while we're doing a song called My Ding-a-ling.
Yes.
What's Chuck, he talking about in that song?
His ding-a-ling.
No, he's not.
His ding-a-ling-a-ling.
Is it a clock? What is it?
His ding-a-ling-a-ling. Yeah, but that went number one on this day in 1972.
You know, later here in Missouri, he got caught for having a hidden camera in a bathroom at his restaurant.
Really?
Yeah.
I was going to make a joke, but now I don't want to. Go ahead.
All right, moving on to regular history. On this day in 2018, the revived The Conners debuts on ABC TV starring Sarah Gilbert, Laurie Metcalf, and John Goodman.
Anybody else over Sarah Gilbert?
Dude, I'm over that show.
Oh, The Talk? Or what is she? The View or The Talk? Whatever ones.
Whatever.
Oh, The Conners? Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Well, all of it. All of it. It's all.
Amazed me that they aired an entire show after firing basically who I thought was kind of the star of the show.
Who is the star of the show?
The show was named after her.
Yeah, the original show. Exactly. Totally. Yeah.
That's what we're doing now these days.
Yeah, we don't need them.
There's this meme that is a picture of a dude, like a big suit in the movie business. He has a cigar in his mouth, and it's like, intern, I've got an idea. Let's remake everything we've done before. And then it goes, cigar falls out of his mouth. That's the best idea I've ever heard.
On this day in 2018, Big Bird and Oscar the Grouch puppeteer Carol Spiney leaves Sesame Street after 50 years.
Wow.
50 years.
Same job, 50 years.
I mean, so you've got to really love your job.
She probably does. Yeah, it's like the happiest place on earth.
Sesame Street?
Shoving your hand up.
No.
Puppet
no.
Keister.
All right, no.
2012. What happened on this day in history?
On this day in 2012, Lance Armstrong loses a host of endorsements in the wake of his doping scandal.
Oh.
Okay, here's the thing.
Are you serious, dude?
Yo, after I did the cycling thing down at KC Live for the American Heart Association, you'd have to dope me up to get on a bike seat.
Also
for
true.
You're like, I get it. I get that.
He also had to pay $5 million because of that.
That's not bad. On this day in 2006, the United States population reaches 300 million.
That's so many people.
It doesn't feel like that. Go downtown on like a busy night. It feels like there's 300 million people down there alone.
That's true.
On this day in 2005, the Colbert Report, hosted by Stephen Colbert, first airs on US TV.
Mm-hmm.
2005. I feel like that show's been around a lot longer than that. But on this day in 1922, the BBC, later corporation, is founded by a consortium to establish a national broadcasting service.
And they've been stuck up ever since.
BBC Television, this is the switchboard of Picture Page, a topical magazine introducing visitors, types, and personalities. You're through...
I couldn't listen to that.
I could. Stace, can you start talking like that?
You got it. You got it. You got it.
You got it.
Is that good?
On this day in 1904, Bank of Italy, or Bank of America, opens its doors in San Francisco. So, yeah, makes sense, right?
Mm-hmm.
Bank of Italy, Bank of America, it works.
Very much about assessing the needs of the customer and meeting those needs. Prior to AB Giannini, banking services were given in terms of the banking's terms. AP Giannini turned that around.
Did you get that, Stacey?
I'm sorry, BG Cidini?
AB Giannini?
So Bank of America opened in 1904, and I've owed them overdraft fees ever since.
Also, did they say that they were, like, targeting to be, like, the... like, really important. The customers are really important. Like, yeah, that's their big thing. Really?
I have Bank of America. I couldn't feel less important.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And this day, in 1885, baseball sets all players' salary at, can anyone got a guess? $1,000 to $2,000 for 1885 season.
If only they knew.
Big bucks right
where
there.
That could go 100 years later.
Big bucks. On this day in 1814, 8 people die in the London beer flood. And Chris grabbed us some audio, so let's see here.
1814. It was a quiet October afternoon in the St. Giles slum of London when suddenly a huge boom came from the Henry Mew and Co. brewery. Thousands of gallons of black liquid swept through the streets, absorbing everything and everyone within its sticky reach. This event would go on to be one of the most devastating events in beer history.
I'd have no problem if that happened to me and it was Crane Brewing's T. Weiss.
Yeah.
Really?
Or, of course, any beer from KC Beer Company.
Pretty much over 300,000 gallons of beer.
Died from being flooded by beer.
I mean, that sounds like a fun way to die.
What a way to go.
All right, you guys ready to move to local history?
Yes.
My favorite one of the day right here.
Mm-hmm.
On this day, 1972, Eminem is born. Marshall Bruce Mathers III in St. Joseph, Missouri.
I didn't know he's from Missouri.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah, haven't you heard that lyric?
He stayed with his great aunt here. I was raised by some grandma. But do you know, guess what his first words were?
It's probably profanity, right?
Bitch.
No, it's so sweet. Kim. And it's pretty close to probably what I said.
Haley.
Dada and hungry.
His first words were dad and hungry.
I would be willing to bet those were my first words.
Old Stacy Moody.
Oh, man. All right, Jordan.
100 years ago.
You got 100 years ago. Tell me about it.
Front page of the Kansas City Star. There's lots of talk about the Liberty Memorial Hospital, which was first in the news yesterday, which then ends up becoming the World War I Museum here in Kansas City. Also, the first real freeze that happened in 1919 happened last night. Over to this night. But two things. They're trying to fix something in the West Bottoms. Check this out. Pave Beardsley Road soon. Completion of the West Bottom outlet has been delayed for a year, but Beardsley Road has been filled and unpaved, but it will be paved by the time this winter sets in. The contract has been approved and the money has been appropriated and will begin next week. Beardsley Road will give a West Bottoms traffic outlet north and south. The heavy traffic way under the 12th Street Viaduct connects with the roads, which runs from 6th Street to West Pennaway. So this is right underneath, like, where you go onto 35. You know that real scary, crazy area in West Bottoms?
Yeah.
It looks like it hasn't been paved since.
Right.
Since
1919.
1919?
It hasn't. I try to ride scooters over that.
Oh,
and it's
God.
Like,
off-roading in a scooter?
Yes, it's ridiculous. Also, this is what hospitals were like. You guys. They would do anything these days to save people in hospitals.
Right.
Oh, geez.
Not 100 years ago.
No.
Efforts of the physicians at General Hospital last night to transfuse mother's blood to save the life of her 11-year-old daughter were fruitless. On Wednesday, Mabel Gooden was taken down to Swope Settlement Clinic, where her tonsils were removed. Her condition became dangerous as a result of blood loss. She was taken to the General Hospital, where an emergency operation was performed to stop the hemorrhage. There we go. In the operation, a particular syringe was needed. The one generally used in such cases was broken. Another one was in the contagious disease clinic. The door was locked and the keys could not be found.
Oh, my God.
What?
Oh, my God.
Why do we only have one key to that room?
Why do we have two syringes and one's broken? At the hospital, the General Hospital. That was the big hospital 100 years ago. That poor girl. I hope she haunts that hospital. Just looking for syringes.
I bet she does. Just hiding
just
them.
Knocking on locked doors.
Yep. All right, Stace, give us the unofficial holidays, please.
We have Get Smart About Credit Day.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Spreadsheet Day.
Okay.
Yeah.
One of my favorite memes is one that says, I want a lady in the street, but a freak in the sheets. And it's talking about spreadsheets. Call me.
No.
If that's you, call me.
Next one, Wear Something Gaudy Day, which is me every day.
Damn, I was going to make that joke. Did you make that joke?
Beat you too,
damn
it, bitch.
All right.
Forgiven X Day.
Hell no.
How about that one?
Mm-mm.
Plush Animal Lovers Day. Is that like stuffed animal day? Like stuffed animals?
Yeah. Plush Animal Lovers.
Ew.
Some people just collect them for fun, Stace, not to be weird.
Ew.
You never know when that info will come in handy. Like maybe for your pub quiz night. That was On This Day in History. With Jordan Silver and friends. On The Buzz.
We've got a full day today.
Yeah, we do.
This day is like laid out for us already. 7:25, Forgotten Bangers.
Yeah.
Dustin, you still have the crown from last week.
I'm staying humble. Staying humble.
Okay.
Staying humble, fam. Not gonna brag.
That was an upset. That was like the Chiefs
I mean, I'm not
games.
Saying it was a landslide victory, but
it was a landslide victory, but we'll,
but it was a landslide.
That
victory.
Was last week, and so we're gonna work it. And we got Chris back, who's got a forgotten banger as well.
I hope Chris wins.
Really?
Yeah, he deserves it. I also just don't want Dustin to win.
Damn. I hope Dustin wins and you fall out of your chair and hurt yourself. Right?
I mean, that's always talking, a 50-50 anyway.
Keep talking smack, because this is what happened last week, and then the Buzz fam said, you know what?
Right, that's why I'm not. Yeah.
Stacky was talking all the smack. What's
I was
for Dustin.
Too, though. I called your forgotten banger a
appetizer
before the meal. So we have forgotten bangers coming up at 7:25. I think we've all stepped it up. I have the songs now. It's going to be hard. At 8:30, Dustin and I are working on a rap.
We're working on it. We've got
it done.
Yeah, we got Chiefs football tonight.
Yes, not on Friday. I mean, not on Sunday, so that I can do a Red Friday rap. No, they had to change it up and make it a Thursday night football game. So many weird syllables.
Oh, my God.
Can't do the Red Friday rap to it.
Yeah. Red Friday, you know, you can rhyme a lot of things with Friday. Thursday night football. Change things up a little bit.
No, Red Friday, the rap, the syllables are like Red Friday.
Right.
Boom, boom. 1, 2. With it, Thursday night football. It's like, oh, come on, man. This makes it hard to rap. But we got it. We got it. I had inspiration this morning driving here.
I put on
this song and I was like, I got this. I've got a story, a local story that was sent to me from a member of the Buzz family about church and Mahomes. We'll do that coming up at 7 o'clock with the news. What do you have for sports, Dustin?
How much would I have to pay one of you to punch a football player in the face?
Zero.
Depends on how much, who the football player is.
One that's 6'4 and 272 pounds.
Stace, you take that one.
Does he know I'm punching him?
Oh, yeah.
Stace, you're going to have to stand on a box to punch this guy in the face.
Jordan Silver and Friends News on 96.5 The Buzz.
So Buzz family member Emily C. sent this to me through Facebook. A church in Prairie Village has their priorities in total place because during their Sunday service this past Sunday, they prayed and asked God to help heal Mahomes' injured ankle. Maybe it helped, though, because this is Mahomes talking about his ankle.
Yeah, I actually feel pretty good today. I feel like after the game, I mean, it was sore after the game, but it's feeling pretty good today. So I'm glad to be able to go out there and practice on it and get it moving around and stuff like that. But it's definitely, I feel like I'll be fine playing and moving around and still doing what I need to do to win.
Hey, you know,
thank God.
Pope Francis tweeted about the New Orleans Saints last weekend, mm-hmm. and they won. So, you know, maybe this thing's working.
The praying thing? That would be the last time I go, the next time I go to church. Just be like, all right, dear Lord, please, let us beat the donkeys. All right, you guys remember how bad the pothole situation was earlier this year?
Yeah.
Well, the Department of Transportation is trying to get ahead of it this year, and this is kind of what they're doing.
The fact we had a rainy summer and public works say it was short-staffed played a role in the backup. To ensure this does not happen again, the city says it's starting with hiring every open position in the department.
They still have 700 potholes to fill from this last problem.
Are you serious?
I don't know. What do we do? Just pick the whole city up and move?
Yeah, pretty much. Just burn it all to the ground and start over.
Stace, I've got a great side job for you.
Perfect.
Disney Plus, getting ready to launch in November. That's going to be the whole every Disney movie on this one little app thing. Well, they're looking for testers right now just to watch movies and make sure that the content is quality.
Oh,
30 movies, 30 days, they'll pay you $1,000.
Yeah, I can do that.
Oh, dude, where do I sign up?
The application process? Like
DisneyPlus.com.
On it.
Wait, not while we're working.
Dang it.
Dustin, you got sports?
Let's do it.
This is Jordan Silver and Friends Sports with Dustin.
Oh, all right. So Houston versus New York, game 4 got postponed, but they're going to make it up tonight at 7:08. The Astros lead 2-1. Stacey, I've been waiting. I didn't get to do it yesterday because I wasn't here. So you want to take a listen to this? You want to, Stacey?
In the air to left center field. Winner!
It's in the books!
All I have to say...
It's in the books!
All I have to say is that, hey, Nationals, you're welcome because we let you have this.
I got swept because we allowed it.
I get to interview Jack White later tonight, and I'm going to ask him about who he's got.
He's a big baseball fan.
I know.
He's a huge baseball
fan. I know. And that game where he went to the game, went to play his concert, then came back, that was a Nationals game. So, yeah.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Talking to Jack White about this. All right, what else is up in sports?
All right, Chiefs tonight at 7:20 against the Denver Donkeys. It's in Denver, so hopefully we'll do better since we've lost our last two home games.
Mm-hmm.
And last but certainly not least, how much would I have to pay one of you to punch a football player in the mouth?
I mean, if it was Stacy... I don't...
Okay.
Well, who's punching who in the mouth?
Well, listen to this. Okay, Miles Garrett, he's a defensive end for the Cleveland Browns. He tweeted, a, quote, fan hopped out of his car to take a picture with me and then punched me in the face. Put your legs into it. It might have actually made me flinch.
Wait, what team does he play for?
The Cleveland Browns.
Well, that's not fair.
Well, that's not hard to do.
No, I'm like...
He's a Brown.
Well, no, I mean, the Lions are the ones... that deserve all the punches because they were punching the ball out of the Chiefs' hand that game.
Right, exactly. But this guy, I mean, he was a 24-year-old. They caught the guy now.
Okay.
He's not pressing charges. Miles Garrett's like, no.
Because it didn't even hurt?
Because it didn't even hurt.
He's like a statue?
Didn't even hurt.
Must be nice.
Must be nice.
Follow Jordan Silver on Instagram @JORDIN Silver.
So I saw my therapist yesterday. So me and Stacey's therapist because we have the same therapist.
Yeah.
And she's like, are you dating anyone? That's one of the first questions that she asks me, and I'm always laughing, and I'm like, no, not. Are you going on any dates with anybody? No, I'm not. But then when I do get a date, she's not a fan of me going out with a bisexual girl. She's like, you need a lesbian.
Okay.
Because you're a lesbian. You need a lesbian.
Haven't you said that those don't really exist?
That's what I'm trying to tell her.
Okay.
And then she tells me that she met her husband on a dating site, and I'm like, you are pretty accomplished and straight.
Also,
You met on Match.com. Like, that's what these websites are for. It's not exactly the same for me, right? And then she's like, well, have you tried online dating within, you know, this city? And I was like, no, because, you know, that would be weird.
That would be weird.
It would be weird, because when I did, I saw a girl wearing a shirt with my name on it. Like, I don't...
Right.
You know, I want to date somebody that doesn't know what I do or doesn't know, like, anything about what I do. So then I tell her, which is the truth, that I always do horrible with online dating.
Really?
Yeah, horrible. And she was surprised as well.
Do you have an example of this?
Yeah, I'll swipe right all the time and no one will swipe left.
Are you using your name, your real name and your real photos?
Yes.
That's probably the problem.
Whoa.
I'm so kidding.
Man.
I deserved that somehow, in some realm. Yeah. I deserved that this week. I've been pretty hard on stage. So I tell her that. I'm like, listen, lady, I do not do well. What's the problem? Nobody swipes on me, ever. I like look at my inbox and it's like zero. Go the next day, zero, zero, zero. This guy that I knew, one of my friends gave me a good idea of like why, because he doesn't do well on dating apps because he's more of like a personality.
Yeah.
You know, that's 90% of me is like what you get when you meet me.
Right.
And he's like, that's the kind of thing that I don't care what kind of questions they ask you on a dating website. That doesn't really get conveyed. And so I was like, oh, that's why I'm do so bad on dating sites. And then my therapist is like, I just don't see that. I think that you need to get on there and do some looking for dating. And I'm like, I don't want to, because the only people that swipe on me are like werewolves.
Yeah.
I'm serious, like the real freaks. That's the one.
What's wrong with that?
What?
To be fair, when I was on them, that was 99% of what would swipe right on me were
werewolves.
Yeah, werewolves.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like literally people drinking blood and that have like snakes around their neck and stuff. Or people that
or just no teeth, or, you know.
They always have teeth. I always see the mirror selfie where you look in the mirror and you look in the back and you see like their entire belongings are all over the floor. And you're like, if that's what your profile photo looks like for a dating website, that's probably a look into your life.
Right. No, I can't. I think, you know what, though? You and I are so picky because we found out you and I are very similar when it comes to dating.
Mm-hmm.
We pick apart. Do you swipe right? Like, are you really, really selective? Or you're just, like, at a point where you're like, screw it. Like, just somebody.
No, I've never come to a point where I'm just like, anybody. Right. So we're very picky and find things like, ew, what is that in the background of your photo that, you know, probably has only been there for 13 seconds and you didn't really mean to put it there, but you know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, also my therapist is like, don't lower your standards.
Right.
You know, get what you want. I'm like, what do I have to, like, start a reality TV show?
Jordan, I can promise you if you're using the dating app that I think you're using, you're not going to ever be able to get your standards.
Agreed. But I've been on all of them. I just do horribly.
There is one.
All of them?
Yeah. Well, all the girl ones, yeah.
Isn't there something called, like, Velocity or something where... It's like a platinum. That's not the name.
Oh,
of it.
No. I've been on that one too.
Where you have to like be a member to be on there.
Yeah, I was on that. What was that called?
I never
called?
Got approved.
What was that
by
called?
The way.
I did. Oh, what was that called?
I don't remember, but I'm still on the waiting list and I was like number 10,000.
Oh.
I'm convinced that Jordan should just try Farmers Only.
What? Why?
I don't know. You tried all the others. Why not that?
Oh. Why don't you try Our Time?
See what she's up to when the show isn't on. Follow Jordan Silver on Instagram.
I mean, at least I'm on the radio. Thank God.
I mean, there is that.
That's it, because this dating thing is not...
Dating sucks.
Dating sucks. Online dating sucks. I told her that it hurts my feelings, like my therapist, when she suggested I online date, that only werewolves and people with dermals in their skin are the ones that like me. Or people with snakes around their neck, like the real...
Love is love, Jordan.
Like my...
God.
My type is like classy, and it's the exact opposite that I get swiping, if I get anybody swiping at all.
Yeah, that's the thing. When you do get people who have swiped on you, they're garbage.
Yeah, Buzz Family says that a lot of the times when they match with people, they only get one word responses.
Oh, I hate that.
Oh, that too.
Honestly, that happens in real life, too.
Yeah, because if you finally get someone who you think's at least mildly attractive and kind of your type and their bio's good, you're like, okay, I can see this going somewhere. And then it's like, hey, what's up? Not much. What are your plans for this evening? Probably nothing.
Right.
Chilling.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, this
I love when you ask them a question and they answer it.
Yeah.
This isn't a conversation. I didn't know this was an interview. My God. But, Stace, I did look up the average age. You can be any age to join OurTime.com, but the average age of the person on there is 50, okay?
Well, what 50. Are you, like 2 or 3 years away from that?
Oh, my God, 13. I hate
You're
you so
much.
You're
almost to our time. Dude, have you seen the commercials for
Yes,
those?
Of course I have. They play when I watch the Golden Girls on Lifetime.
I met David, and we went to get tea.
But anytime I try online dating and it doesn't work and I close my account and I like want to jump off a bridge, there's this specific meme that I have saved on my phone. And I've had this on my phone for years. It's one of the oldest things that I have on my phone. And it's a picture of a woman with tears coming out of her eyes. And it says, when you've been single so long, you don't know if God is making you wait for the right person or you just ugly.
Oh,
Jordan Silver on 96.5. The Buzz.
Yeah, Dustin. You were our winner last week.
I was.
For Forgotten Bangers. We'll see if you can hold the crown.
I'm not. I'm going to stay humble.
This week, yeah, stay humble. That seems to be the thing. That on Thursday at 7:30, the people that listen, the Buzz family that listen, are just ready to dole it out if we're mean. So we're just going to get right into this. You get to vote on who wins today, and one voter is going to score a pair of passes to our basic witch party next Sunday.
Yeah.
So I'll give you keywords to vote. They're special keywords, but we'll do that at the end. Let's get it started. Stacey Moody has not won one yet.
Okay.
Since we started keeping tabs before that, she dominated.
Right. Exactly.
Sorry. So will this be your week to win Forgotten Bangers?
You know, I think I have a pretty good chance.
Okay.
I know the Buzz family. I think I have a pretty good chance.
Okay, so let's get into this. Is your Forgotten Banger, is the artist still an artist or is it a band? Are they still around?
More of a solo act.
Oh,
lead
okay.
Singer. Yeah.
Okay. Dropped a band and became a solo act now. When was your Forgotten Banger on the Billboard alt charts?
Peaked at 26 in 2006.
Oh,
look at that.
Yeah. Any interesting facts about your Forgotten Banger?
This song was loosely based on the lead singer's grandparents and their experience in the Holocaust, but was also inspired by the lead singer's life at the time and the semi-fling he had going on.
that gave him a glimpse of hope for love. He had a thought at one point, what would it be like if to have a crush on someone or to fall in love during the Holocaust? Interesting.
I hate you. I hate you right now for making that your interesting fact.
I know, right?
Oh, you know, win just when based on premise.
All right. It's a good question.
Is your solo artist coming to Kansas City?
Ugh, no.
Unfortunately,
I know. Alive with the Glory of Love. When Say Anything.
Forgotten Bangers.
I watch you, want to do you.
Little banger right there was Alive with the Glory of Love by Say Anything.
Like your 2006?
Max Bemis. 2006 that was released. Like mid-2006.
Wow. I feel like that song's always been on Earth.
Yeah. I know.
It's a good one. It's a good forgotten band.
I love that band.
Very Stacey Moody song. All right. I'm going to go next with my pick. Are they still a band? Yes, they are. When was it on the Billboard alt charts? It peaked at number 4. In April of 2003, so it was definitely a banger that we heard all over the place. 2013, my bad. An interesting fact is I was inspired to pick this song when I was drunkenly eating pizza at Pizza Bar on Tuesday.
Really?
Because it was playing, and I was like...
That's why you were inspired?
Yeah.
It wasn't because I had picked this song and then you decided to steal it out from under me?
No! I was at Pizza Bar trying their ranch, which Pizza Bar has ranch. It's so good. It's homemade. Anyway, so I heard it at a pizza bar, and I was like, that's my forgotten banger this week.
I'll give you this one.
And is the band coming to Kansas City? Yes, they actually
are. Oh, my God,
are
they?
Yeah, November 15th, KC Live for the Salvation Army's Rock the Red Kettle. Tickets are free, but space is limited, so get your tickets now. 965thebuzz.com. Here is my forgotten banger for today. New Politics with Harlem. Forgotten bangers. Shake it like a bad girl up in Harlem. That's a new politics with Harlem. My forgotten banger for the day. But if you like that song, New Politics, Plain White Tees, and the Mowglis. November 15th at KC Live. It's the Salvation Army's Rock the Red Kettle. It's free. It's free.
Right.
No charge.
But you should go online and get your tickets now. Just you have to sign up for tickets. Totally free.
Just reserve your spot.
Yeah.
That's what you're doing.
Yeah. 965thebuzz.com. Reserve your spot because... You just heard that song. That song's so good.
I'm going to be shaking my butt like a bad girl up in Harlem.
We're dusting off hits from the past Billboard alt charts. This is Forgotten Bangers on Jordan Silver and Friends.
Please stop shaking, Stacey. Why is everyone gyrating today? This is disgusting.
Stop playing gyrational music.
Okay, all right. Wow. Let's move over to the person that won Forgotten Bangers last week.
After you stole my song right there.
I didn't steal your song. I was at Pizza Bar and I heard it on Tuesday.
I'm going to need whoever was at Pizza Bar to show me the footage of her there.
There will be. It was like 9 o'clock. Remember, 9 o'clock, drunken Jordan Silver. 9 o'clock at Pizza Bar, eating that ranch that they make there. Oh my God, it's so good.
I think
good.
Mine has a good chance.
Yeah, I mean, you pick the most random stuff, and sometimes it hits. So let's see if you can defend your title, Dustin.
All right.
Your forgotten banger today. Are they still a band?
Still an artist, yes.
Okay. When was your forgotten banger on the Billboard alt charts?
So number 4 on the alt charts in May of 1997. Hey, shout out to my birthday. Number 2 on the Hot 100, July 1997. So they actually peaked higher on the Hot 100 than they did in the alt charts.
And you were literally...
Like
a couple
months old.
Yeah.
Ridiculous.
What about an interesting fact about your forgotten banger?
So there's a popular misconception with this song. It's actually attributed to Alanis Morissette a lot of times. A lot of people think that
Alanis Morissette did this song?
Sang it and wrote it. Yep.
Oh.
Makes sense, right?
Oh, this poor woman. She's looking to be an Alanis Morissette.
Right. Even after it won awards, people still said, you're just trying to rip off her. You're not even trying to make your own music.
Oh, this poor artist. That's not fair. Well, is she coming to KC so we can apologize?
She is not coming to Kansas City.
Damn
sadly.
It.
Bitch by Meredith Brooks.
We'll do voting coming up after Chris's song, which is next. So hang with us. Forgotten Bangers. Will he continue to hold his title?
Oh, that was Bitch by Meredith Brooks.
Yeah.
That was not Alanis Morissette.
Everybody was singing in this studio, so maybe that's what they're doing out in their cars, and maybe you will continue again.
Two consecutive weeks would be nice.
The Crown. Chris, are you ready?
I am so ready.
It's been a minute since you've been here, so I'm excited about this song. This is a good one, too. This is a hard week. Let's see what happens with the voting. Chris, your artist, still an artist?
They are still an artist.
Okay, okay. What about when was this song on the Billboard
All
Charts?
It peaked at number 7 back in September of 2000.
Oh, I love this song. Interesting fact about the song.
It was the second best-selling single of 2000.
I could see that. This song was everywhere. Mm-hmm. And in every, like, rom-com movie, too. Coming-of-age rom-com. And is your artist, are they coming?
They are not coming to Kansas City, but they just got finished with the Camden Rock Festival in the UK.
Okay, this is Chris's forgotten banger.
Oh, yeah.
Teenage Dirtbag.
By Wheatus.
That's right. Text Dirtbag to 96500 for Chris's pick.
Her name is Noelle.
Okay, Buzz Family saying that this was the hardest one to pick from.
This was the hardest forgotten bangers to pick from yet.
The standings so far, now that we are keeping track, I have won twice, Dustin has won once, Stacey has won 0 times, and Chris, you've been out, but you haven't won.
Yeah.
So, all right, here comes the drum roll. Let's find out who won forgotten bangers.
Yo, it's me again, fam. Mm. What up?
Are you serious?
Gang, gang.
Jordan Silver and Friends News on 96.5 The Buzz.
Conversion therapy. Conversion therapy. That thing that is apparently supposed to make you un-gay, which when I came out, my parents thought about doing that, but we didn't. Well, Dustin, you've got the audio. There's a local story. A local guy was tried it.
He tried it. Independence offering gay conversion therapy and started secretly attending sessions.
He would have me reread Bible verses. And the most intense part was he would use electroshock therapy.
The practice is controversial and often uses extreme methods to change a person's sexual orientation or gender identity.
The practice is controversial. Yeah.
It's like a lobotomy. I know. But thankfully, our amazing mayor, Quentin Lucas, is standing up against that. And hopefully soon it will be banned because it is prehistoric.
Ridiculous.
Yeah. Police found, don't make any jokes about this, Stacey, because I feel like you're going to go there. Police found 144 pounds of meth at a Casey home.
What on earth would I make a joke that about?
I know. Just because. Wasn't me.
It wasn't me.
It wasn't me. Once. It was an accident. There's an IRS worker in Kansas City that's accused of stealing $5,000 from taxpayers' refunds.
What?
What a jerk.
What a total dick.
I think they should whip him.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. And a woman in Toronto lost her python.
If I had a dime
for every time I lost my python.
So someone claimed that they found the snake in this gutter, right? So she gets it, keeps it for a while. But I thought all snakes looked the same. Apparently it was not her snake.
What?
No. So she returns it to the animal shelter. And then 4 months later, finds her own snake in her basement.
Stop.
Yeah.
Oh, this bitch.
Question.
This bitch.
What the hell was it eating?
Ooh.
That's my question. What the hell was it eating for 4 months?
Oh, God.
Oh, could you imagine just walking in your basement with a little sports Dustin? Please, sports Dustin.
This is Jordan Silver and Friends Sports with Dustin.
All right, so I wasn't here yesterday to announce the great defeat of the St. Louis Cardinals. The Nationals are going on to the World Series. Houston and New York are going to play Game 4. It was postponed, so they're playing tonight at 7:08. The Astros are leading that series 2-1. The Chiefs tonight, 7:20 against the Denver Donkeys in Denver. I have to say this because I was a boxer, and it's a very sad story. Boxer Patrick Day passed away at the age of 27 from head injuries brought upon in a fight on Saturday.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
How is that still a sport?
What do you?
Punch people in the head. Oh, boxing! Oh,
it's
barbaric.
I love it.
It's barbaric, and it, like, if they're afraid of football players' poor little brains,
right.
I watch them flip over and hit their brains, and they've got that giant protector on their head. Then,
hey, us boxers, we kind of know what we're getting into. Yikes. You know. They're getting punched in the head's part of the thing.
I interviewed a really famous boxer. I don't remember his name, but that was the worst interview of my life because he was just spacing out. And I was like, oh my God, this guy took so many punches to the head.
Isn't that scary?
He can't even talk.
Oh my God.
How do you spend your millions and millions and millions of dollars if you can't even talk?
You guys want to finish with a feel-good story then?
Yeah, please.
Okay, so DeAndre Hopkins, he played for the Texans. And obviously, boo, the Texans, they beat us. But DeAndre Hopkins, I didn't know this. He made ESPN cover with his mom. She's blind. She was blinded in an acid attack back in, I think, 2004. If you haven't heard the whole story, go listen to it. But this is the mother and DeAndre talking about the experience and what he does for her now.
If I score a touchdown or do something, I try to make sure she gets the ball so she can feel me. Just seeing her happy, you know, that's the best feeling in the world.
That ball symbolizes so much more than people ever could understand. It's like a symbol of a bond that can't be broken.
Oh!
Look.
Daisy's tearing up.
She's literally tearing up.
Stacky's tearing up.
I'm stuck.
Doesn't it feel make you feel good?
What's an acid attack?
Oh, my God. Stacy, we'll look up the whole story later. If you haven't, go do that because Stacky, let's go to the corner and talk.
That's going
to
make your eyes water, Stace.
Jordan, Silver, and Friends.
All right, Stacy.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going on in that production studio over there. But Jordan is getting it. I haven't seen someone that into it since Eminem was in the 8 Mile movie.
Since he was in St. Joe.
Since when he was in St. Joe. Chris is just staring at her, too.
I know. Chris is in awe.
He's just soaking it all in. But you're going to tell us what's going on this weekend.
I am. We've got a lot of buzz stuff going on this weekend. So, starting with Tuesday, the 22nd, Liquid Lunch with Shade at Swope Park.
That's going to be so good.
Dude, so good. Right there in the little, that little stage there.
That little stage there, the bandstand?
Little bandstand.
There you go.
Yeah, 12 to 2 p.m., Liquid Lunch with Jeremy and Shade at Swope Park. And then later that night, Shade is playing at the Record Bar. Yeah.
Well, pre-show before the real show?
Yeah. Liquid Lunch is free.
All ages. Yeah.
Record Bar is not free.
Record Bar is not free, so you should probably go from 12 to 2 if you don't want to spend money.
The biggest event of this weekend, dude, well, second biggest, maybe third, I don't know. It's a big one, though. Incubus.
Ooh.
At the Uptown.
I forgot about that show. When is that?
It is Monday the 21st. Dude, it is sold out and has been sold out since like 12 seconds after it went on sale.
Oh, oof.
They're playing Make Yourself, from what I hear, start to finish.
From the beginning?
From the very beginning of time.
Okay.
Yeah. And then Saturday. Oh, that's sold out. I said that's sold out.
Yep. Okay. Yep. Super sold out, apparently.
Super sold out. And then Saturday, the 19th, Brew at the freaking zoo.
Brew at the zoo? Oh! You're going to go?
No.
God, well, I'll be there.
Yeah. Kansas City Zoo, get your tickets. Brew at the Zoo. Friends of the Zoo get discounted tickets.
It's Atlas Genius and Winnetka Bowling League.
Yep. Also that night, which is where I'm going, I'm sorry, Grandson at the Truman.
Oh, that's going to be a good show, though. You'll have to let us know how that is.
Yeah. Oh, I will.
Give us a little report.
I saw him at Riot Fest. Dude, if the Truman is still standing and not set aflame, it is going to be a miracle. That show is going to get crunk, dude.
Crunk?
Crunk.
Crunk?
All right. Tonight, 7 to 10 p.m., Jeremy is going to be at the edge of hell. Yeah.
Doing what? She's just going to be there, hanging out?
She's going to be there.
You know, Jordan gets to interview Jack White today, too.
I know. The Rockin' Tours are at the Midland tonight. Also super sold out.
Oh, my gosh.
I know. We're super selling things out around here.
That's a good problem, though. So that's what's going on in the world today?
That's what's going on this weekend.
That's Thursday, Saturday, Sunday. There's something every day.
I know. Yep.
Awesome.
You've got a packed weekend.
And you're going to sit at home and eat instead.
Absolutely.
Jordan, Silver, and Friends on The Buzz.
Dustin.
Yo.
We'd be my hype man for this.
I got you, fam.
Are you wearing sunglasses?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So this is something I've been working on. Thanks to Thursday Night Football for having all the complicated syllables and stuff for this, but I think I am. I think I'm ready to do this. Ready, Dustin? There you go.
Proud of our son. We got 99 problems, but Mahomes ain't one. Rep throwing flags, a bench can't catch ass. Tyreek Hill is like all that we have. Ooh. My player's injured, but that will not hinder Mahomes' magic arm. So good, it's a sinner. Ooh. Don't give up hope yet. We won't be upset, though our performance is like Russian roulette. Ooh. Denver Donkeys, you going down at home, son. You got 99 problems, but Mahomes ain't one. Hit me!
Oh. Oh.
Oh. 99 problems, but Mahomes ain't one. Denver Donkeys are going down at home, son. We got
99 problems, but Mahomes ain't one.
Woo! You good?
Let's go to this game.
Jordan Silver and Friends on the Buzz.
Well, it's the first time we've been all back together in a while. So glad.
It's been nice
that everyone's been here. Thank you for all your help.
Yeah, it's been a little hectic. Even with all four of us.
I know.
Yeah. We got it done, though.
Yeah, I got 99
problems. She's going to get it done tonight.
I hope. I can't watch the game.
Yeah, that's right. You got stuff going on.
Yeah. Just happen to be in the same room breathing the same air as Jack White.
Yeah.
And Brandon Benson. Oh, my God. I'm so excited. I'm so nervous.
Got to see if he's pulling for those Washington Nationals.
That's right. I'm going to ask him who he's got.
Beat those St. Louis Cardinals.
Whatever.
That's tonight. Rack on Tours at the Midland. The show is sold out, but...
Yeah, have you guys seen the resale tickets?
No.
Oh, $200, $170, $150.
I mean, they're literally known as one of the greatest live bands that we have.
Yeah, so.
Around.
It makes sense.
Yeah.
Those are Reba McEntire prices.
Everybody, that's Chris.
God, I love Chris.
Chris is back.
That is Chris. Chris is back. Cool.
Cool.
I'm sorry. I've got four things on my mind. Now I'm just... nervous about the Jack White thing, but we'll get there. Stace, this is an important day.
It's coming up, yeah. Yeah. The anniversary.
Of the theft
of that little thing. That little teeny tiny little thing. The stolen colon.
Mm-hmm.
This Saturday is a year since it was stolen from Brookside.
From what's her name's truck?
From Leslie's dad's house.
Did Leslie ever get in trouble for this?
No.
Okay.
I think Leslie should, have a medal.
Really?
Yeah.
Because I'm thinking lashings.
Really?
No. Let's go back to how they did stuff in the 1900s.
This was the absolute best thing to ever happen to colon cancer awareness.
Actually,
you're right.
Yeah. It was a huge positive thing.
I think my quote was, we won the colon cancer awareness lottery.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I said that so many times in 2 weeks. You know, when I was interviewed by New York Times, Forbes, Boston Globe,
NPR.
You know, it was on NPR. Dude, that thing was huge.
Yeah. And then we found it.
And what then, yeah, we
colon.
Found it.
The police officers found it.
It was in an abandoned lot 10 days later.
You know,
nuts?
At crime scenes, when you have to go and identify the body... They have, pictures of what, right, Chris?
Yes.
Okay. They have pictures of the crime scene. Did you get to see pictures of the crime scene where,
No.
the colon was just laying out?
I don't know that it was. I don't know that it was a crime scene, really. They just went and picked up the tote.
Right.
It was less exciting.
Because
one died. There was no body marking.
Your theory was that they thought it was something awesome.
Yeah, because it's in a giant... It wasn't inflated when they stole it. Everyone thinks it was inflated.
Oh, hell no. Who the hell?
No.
What could you even get that with? You'd need, a flatbed... I mean, a truck.
A helicopter?
Truck. Yeah, basically.
Yeah. Yeah, it's heavy.
I would love to see that floating.
Oh, that would be amazing. But it was in its tote, a huge tote. I mean, you have to put it in the back of a truck.
Mm-hmm.
So I assume they stole it because they thought it was... tools or something, I don't know.
Opened it up, and there was a pink...
Well, it was in a green bag, and yeah, it just said Colon Cancer Coalition on it, and nothing was damaged. That's the weird part.
Because even the person that got it was probably like, what the hell? Oh, I did not score.
Oh, I screwed up bad on this one.
I did not do well.
Because it's not like you can just go use that.
Right.
Yeah, right, exactly. Well, I mean...
Can't go floating down the river on it.
No, because you have to plug it in, and that's just dangerous.
Yeah.
But the stolen colon, hashtag stolen colon, was shared more than 6,500 times.
Wow.
36 million people.
36 million?
Impressions, I'm sorry. 962 online reports.
My God.
And that all of that reached nearly 1 billion people.
That's crazy.
1 billion?
Almost 1 billion people.
People really care about this colon.
Do you remember that someone started a fake Twitter as the stolen colon?
It's still going.
At stolen colon or something? Twitter.com/stolen colon.
Yeah.
It's weird. You were like, this is...
It was, somebody made it, and it's like they are photoshopping stuff into the colon.
Oh, into the colon?
Yes. Or like making the colon, they put the colon on a body or something. I don't know. It's weird.
I see the count has been suspended.
Oh,
bummer.
That's too bad.
So, Stace, did you have somebody hide it? Because it did become such a huge thing here in Kansas City.
I really wish I had. I wish I had the thought of doing that. If I would have known that this would be as huge, I would have done this a long time ago. We bought that thing in 2017. We sat on that for a year.
In case you were
curious. Sounds bad. Sounds like it hurts and itches if you sat on it. No.
There's a second stolen colon Twitter account. colon_stolen. It has 97 followers.
Wow.
And they recently tweeted 15 hours ago.
What?
What did it say?
Raccoons have been known to purchase fruit with coupons. Who is running this account?
I don't know, but...
Man, this is...
That's incredible. And then because of that thing, you came on the radio and pleaded.
Yeah.
That was back when you respected me.
Yeah, that was back when I thought you were really cool.
Right.
Yeah.
And then when the colon was found, we did this whole entire episode where I talked to the police officer, the detective that was looking for it.
Yeah.
Got all the secrets and details. There were some songs and stuff about it. And then it was found. And then... My mom said, that's Stacey Moody. Good radio person. You should have her on your show.
Who knew? Who knew?
That's how you got here. Where's the cake?
Oh.
There's a cake?
You were supposed to bring cake and you don't have any cake?
Damn it. I knew.
You forgot the stolen colon cake?
Hey, do you know how hard it was to even call and ask for a cake shaped like a colon?
Okay? Yeah, so you should have gone and picked it up.
Yeah, I know.
Wait, we don't have a cake?
Wow.
I gave you $50.
Holy crap, there was a $50 cake?
Yeah, it's the shape of my colon.
Yeah, it was. Yeah,
it's true.
It's not just flat.
It was only like 20. No, it wasn't $50.
Ugh, pissed.
It was at least $100. Jordan, I'm going to need another $50.
Dude, so just sitting at the Hy-Vee right down there, admission.
Is a cake.
Stolen cake.
Can you go get that, please?
Wow.
Yeah, I'll be right back.
Okay, all right. Stacey Moody.
Oh my God, thank you for
sorry we don't have a cake for you.
I mean,
Dustin
I am
sucks.
Usually the one that gets the cake.
Right.
It's always her job. Come on. You guys remember your birthdays?
Yes.
She brought the cupcakes for me and for you and for Chris.
What flavor did we get that stolen colon cake? Chocolate?
Chocolate.
If you need your Jordan Silver and Friends fix during the weekend, check out Jordan's Instagram at Jordin Silver.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.